Keep up to date with the past on the 100 Years Ago Show with Mark Stein.
A neutral peasant republic, a Catholic Lord Lieutenant, and a king throws in the towel. It's April 1921.
100 years from today.
News update. The messy aftermath of the Great War continues following the evacuation of prominent Mensheviks from the Crimea to Constantinople. A so-called Russian council has been set up in Turkey as a government in exile. Its chairman is Pyotr Wrangel, the Black Baron of the White Army, and the subject of this Red Army marching song. Do you like these new republics? They're springing up everywhere. Croatia's Republican Peasant Party, which dislikes being part of the new kingdom of Serbs, Croats and Slovenes, has now promulgated a constitution for the Neutral Peasant Republic of Croatia. That has a distinctive ring to it. In Persia, Colonel Mohammad Taki Peshin has overthrown the Shah's governor for Khorasan, Ahmed Karvan, and proclaimed the autonomous government of Khorasan. In an age of neutral peasant republics and autonomous governments, monarchical restoration is not going well. His formerly imperial and royal apostolic majesty, Emperor Karl, the last Habsburg to reign in Vienna, has abandoned his attempt to reclaim his Hungarian throne as King Károly IV after opposition from the victorious allies and his former subjects in what is now Czechoslovakia, and after a very chilly reception from Admiral Horthy and other political figures in Budapest. Zaghloul Pasha, the former Minister of Justice and advocate of Egyptian independence, was exiled to Malta by British authorities. He has just returned to Cairo to a rapturous reception from the locals. Great Britain does not need any more restive populations at the moment. In London, the Parliamentary Secretary to the Treasury, Lord Edmund Talbot, has been appointed Viscount French's successor as Lord Lieutenant of Ireland and has been raised to the peerage himself as Viscount FitzAlan. He is the first Roman Catholic to serve as Lord Lieutenant since 1685. The United States is not part of the League of Nations and has quit the Allied Supreme Council. Nevertheless, the cabinet of President Harding has issued a statement announcing that as individuals, its members are in sympathy with the Allied powers in Europe regarding Germany's failure to pay reparations. The cabinet of Dr. Caligari, that's not like the cabinet of Mr. Harding, but a somewhat notorious German photoplay. The cabinet of Dr. Caligari has opened in the United States at the Capitol Theatre in New York and is already thrilling American filmgoers as it did Europeans.
Wait till you get them up in the air, boys. Wait till you get them up in the air. And make them hug and squeeze you too. Or if they don't, just say you won't come down until they do. So wait till you get them up in the clouds, boys. There won't be anyone to watch you there. When you get her way up high, have all the fun you can. There never was a girl who'd fall that far for any man. So wait till you get them up in the air, boys. Up, 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 way up in the air.
The French aviatrix Adrienne Bollon has been up in the air, boys. She took off in her Caudron G3 from Mendoza in the Argentine.
Wait till you get them up in the air, boys. Up, 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 way up in the air.
she has now landed in Santiago, Chile. And thus successfully completed the first flight across the Andes by a woman. In the Belgian Congo, a self-proclaimed religious leader called Simon Kimbangu is reported to have brought a man back from the dead. Congolese authorities, as well as the Catholic and Protestant churches, are said to be concerned by the popularity of his ministry. In sports news, the 1921 Stanley Cup has been won by the 1920 champions, the Ottawa Senators. They won the fifth game by 2-1 over the Vancouver Millionaires to take the series 3-2. The Senators are the first team to win two Stanley Cups in succession since the 1912-1913 Quebec Bulldogs. Edmund Cogswell Converse was a financier, first president of Bankers Trust, founder of United States Steel, one-time president of the Pittsburgh Alleghenies baseball team and proprietor of Conyers Farms, the spectacular Greenwich, Connecticut estate with its own 40-foot clock tower and a $50,000 pipe organ is in what is said to be the finest music room in America. He has died at the age of 72 at the Huntington Hotel in Pasadena, California. The official cause is a heart attack, but there are rumours that he was murdered. Hinky Dinky Parlez-vous? Sprechen Sie Deutsch? Parli Italiano? Well, if you do, it might well be because of Maximilian Berlitz, the German linguist who founded the Berlitz language schools. His method was to use only the language being taught with no translation whatsoever. And among his pupils was the late ruler of Germany, Kaiser Wilhelm, whom he taught to speak English. Herr Berlitz is dead at the age of 68. Rest in peace, Ruhe in Frieden, repose en paix, repose in pace. Your World News Update. The messy aftermath of the Great War continues. Mehmet Nuri Effendi, the Turkish Mufti, a respected Islamic scholar and a vigorous supporter of the post-Ottoman Turkish Republicans, has been ambushed by invading Greek troops near the village of Derezakari and killed. He was 35. The invaded Republic of Turkey and the Kingdom of Italy have announced that they have entered into a military agreement with an implicit threat to Greece. Should the Greeks prevail in the current war, Italy has vowed to prevent Athens annexing any Turkish territory. These new republics come and these new republics go. The Albona Republic was proclaimed just a month ago, March 7th, by striking coal miners in the Italian town of Albona. It has now been put down by government troops at the behest of the mine owners. The government of Hungary has resigned after its supposedly weak response to the former Habsburg Emperor Károly IV's attempt to regain his throne in Budapest. The Prime Minister, Paul Teleki, is out It's not the best time to join the ranks of former Hungarian prime ministers. His predecessor, Batu István Friedrich, has just gone on trial for the attempted murder of his predecessor, Batnagy István Tisza. In the British Mandate of Palestine, a new emirate has been created, occupying all the land east of the River Jordan, which constitutes well over half of the mandatory territory. The new emirate is called Transjordan, and London has named as its emir a favoured prince, Abdullah, the son of the King of the Hejaz.
They say that Lena is the Queen of Palestine. Just because they like her concertina. She plays it day and night. She plays with all her might. She never gets it right. But how they love it, one more of it. I heard her play once or twice. Oh, murder, still it was nice. She was fat, but she had Lena pushing on her concertina.
Transjordan will be a new Arab state. What of the new Jewish state foreseen by the Balfour Declaration? Two eminent proponents of a Jewish homeland have arrived in New York to promote their cause. One is Chaim Weizmann, a Russian-born British subject famed in England for his work on bacterial fermentation. The second is another scientist, Albert Einstein, a Swiss national known for his theory of relativity. A reception for the two men at the Metropolitan Opera House filled every seat, including the orchestra pit, and attracted hundreds more who were willing to stand. Ireland's revolutionary republicans have claimed another eminent scalp. Sir Arthur Vickers was a genealogist, heraldic expert, and the former Ulster King of Arms, on whose watch the Irish crown jewels were stolen in 1907. They have never been recovered, and Sir Arthur was ruined and publicly disgraced by their loss. He has now been killed. About 30 men dragged him and Lady Vickers from their beds at Kilmorna House in County Kerry. They set the house alight, shot Sir Arthur outside in front of his wife, and hung a placard around his neck denouncing him as an informant. He was 58. In the United States, President Harding has delivered his first message to Congress by appearing in person before a joint session. He declared that his administration would support the creation of a new treaty, separate from that of Versailles, to end the state of war between America and Germany and between America and the new states formed from the Austro-Hungarian Empire. He also said he was in favour of, quote, a non-political association of nations, but that in the existing League of Nations, world governing with its superpowers, this republic will have no part, unquote.
Don't ring when you get my
telephone service has been established between the United States and Cuba. But don't try calling the island's largest bank, the Banco Nacional de Cuba. It has suspended operations following the collapse of the country's sugar export business. Do you know what an annular solar eclipse is? It occurs when the moon passes between the Earth and the sun, and the moon's diameter appears to be smaller than the sun, so that when it's directly in front, it blocks out almost all the sun except for what looks like a yellow ring, or annulus. This month's annular eclipse was visible from the north of Scotland, the northwestern tip of Norway, and a few Russian islands in the Arctic Ocean. It has been a terrible month in the Gulf of Mexico. The U.S. cargo ship Colonel Bowie foundered and sank with the loss of 19 of the 22-man crew. 16 days after crashing into the Gulf, the wreckage of the U.S. Navy airship A5597 was found with no trace of the five-man flight crew. The great hotelier Lorenz Adlon never quite accepted the overthrow of the German monarchy, and notwithstanding the proclamation of the Republic, the bust of the Emperor has retained pride of place in the Adlon Hotel, the Berlin landmark that Kaiser Wilhelm always said was more luxurious than his own palace. When motoring through the Brandenburg Gate, Herr Adlon never used the central archway, which traditionally had been reserved for the royal family only. Such post-monarchical deference has now cost him his life. He was crossing the Pariserplatz on foot and carelessly assumed the central carriageway would be as untravelled as it was when it was used strictly by the Kaiser. Instead, on what is now as busy as any other city street, Lorenz Adlon was hit by a motor car and killed. He was 71. Herr Adlon's Empress is also dead. Augusta Victoria, consort of Wilhelm II, has been buried in Potsdam with full state honours accorded by the new German Republic. 300,000 people turned out for the funeral, but no official representatives of either the German or Prussian governments, and no grieving widower either. The former emperor was able to accompany his wife's body only from their place of exile in the Netherlands to the German frontier. Abdication, exile, and the suicide of her son are said to have taken their toll on the Kaiserine. She was 62. Your world news update. The messy aftermath of the Great War continues. French troops are currently occupying certain German cities in the Ruhr. In Paris, the cabinet has now voted for the French army to occupy the entire Ruhr region unless Germany pays 1 billion marks of its reparation bill by May the 10th. The Allied Reparations Commission has considered the matter and feels France's ultimatum is too generous. They want the Germans to deposit 1 billion marks in gold into the Bank of France by April the 30th. Berlin requested that the United States act as mediator in the reparations dispute between Germany and the Allied Council, but the U.S. Secretary of State, Charles Evans Hughes, has rejected that request. The Reparations Commission has also announced that the amount to be paid by Germany will be 132 billion gold marks in annual installments of 2.5 billion. Look for the silver lining in a 2.5 billion mark annual demand? Well, even in bad times, a lot of people still want to be German. In a plebiscite in the Austrian state of Tyrol, citizens voted overwhelmingly to become part of the new Germany. Poland has ratified its new peace treaty with the Soviet Union and the Ukraine and established diplomatic relations with Moscow. Under the treaty, the Poles get the district of Polesia from the Ukraine, 3,000 square kilometres near Minsk, and also 30 million gold rubles. In the free state of Fiume, on an Adriatic inlet between Italy and the new kingdom of Serbs, Croats and Slovenes, the communists lost the election. They then seized control of the government. Now, just 4 days later, the fascists have staged a counter-coup and driven the communists from power. Communist coups, fascist counter-coups, are you in the mood for a little democracy? Albania has held the first ever parliamentary election in the history of the country. To be more specific, the people have elected a group of electors who in turn will select the 78 members of the unicameral legislature, the Kuvendi. Ceylon is way ahead. They have just held their third election for the legislature and with an expanded number of elected members divided among the European, Sinhalese, Muslim and Tamil communities, plus one for the Chamber of Commerce. If that all sounds too complicated, Peru has simplified matters. Its president, Augusto Leguia, has just suspended the nation's Congress and proclaimed a dictatorship. Poor butterfly neath the blossoms waiting, waiting for the right to take part in political life. The moments pass into years, the years pass into decades. Japan's House of Peers has just rejected a measure passed in the House of Representatives that would have permitted the participation of Japanese women in political associations. In Canada, over 59% of voters in Ontario have approved the ban on the importation of liquor. The first Catholic Lord Lieutenant of Ireland in a quarter millennium has arrived in Dublin to take up his office. Viscount Fitzalan takes charge at a time when events seem to be moving beyond the control of Dublin Castle. After an army court-martial, Republican rebel Thomas Traynor has been hanged at Mountjoy Jail for the murder of two auxiliaries in Brunswick Street. Four other members of the Irish Republican Army have been executed by firing squad at Collins Barracks in Cork. In the United States, President King of Liberia has been welcomed to Washington by President Harding. The administration is said to be willing to loan Mr. King the $5 million he came to America to procure, but opinion in Congress is far cooler toward him, notwithstanding that the Liberians believe both the French and the British have designs on their country. Perhaps on his next visit, President King can see America from the air. Fred Hardesty, an engineer with an interest in aviation, has announced plans for a national fleet of airships to transport travellers between New York, Chicago and San Francisco. $50 million in stock will be sold to finance the construction of dirigibles over 750 feet long, able to carry 52 passengers at a time at up to speeds of 100 miles an hour. Service will commence between New York and Chicago within the year. Breeze blow our babies back to us. Tornadoes swept across the deep south, starting in northeast Texas and blowing through to northwest Georgia, killing 97 persons across five states, but 66 of them from just two Arkansas counties, Hempstead and Miller. A statue of Simon Bolivar, the great liberator and president of Venezuela, Peru, Bolivia and Gran Colombia, has been dedicated by President Harding in New York's Central Park. The statue is a gift to the city from Bolivar's native land, Venezuela. The Census Bureau has announced that the total foreign-born population of the United States has increased by only 2.6% since 1910. In the previous decade, the increase was over 30%. The Bureau ascribes the dramatic decrease in foreign population growth, quote, to the almost complete cessation of immigration during the World War and to considerable emigration back to Europe. In the course of the war, over 800,000 German immigrants, 600,000 Austrians, that's over half of the Austrian-born population of the US, some 316,000 British subjects of Irish stock, and almost 204,000 Russians all left the United States. On the other hand, there's still a lot of foreigners here. Nebraska has decided to prohibit all persons other than U.S. citizens from acquiring property in the state. The Douglas National Bank has received its charter from the Comptroller of the Currency in Washington. That makes it the first national bank, as opposed to a private bank unregulated by the federal government, the first national bank to be controlled by Negroes. It has $200,000 in capital and $50,000 in surplus, with shares of stock limited to black men and women living in Chicago. Voters in Cuba have elected Alfredo Zayas y Alfonso as the new president. He may not be the biggest champ in town right now. In Havana, the World Chess Championship has ended with Emmanuel Lasker conceding defeat to Cuba's hometown boy, José Raúl Capablanca. Helter Skelter, you really should run for shelter when this particular cloud rolls by. In Bound Brook, New Jersey, over 100 people are injured and at least one dead after a cloud of phosgene gas began spreading over the city in the early morning hours due to a faulty valve on a storage tank at a local paint factory. Phosgene was used in deadly concentrated form as a chemical weapon during the late World War. Every day, millions of people around the British Empire clean their clothes and their kitchens and their bathrooms with the disinfectant Parazone. The man you have to thank for Parazone is Edmund Mills, who was a professor at the Royal Technical College in Glasgow when he invented what's now a household staple. He has died at the age of 80. Then a small room Better than a palace with a gilded dome is a love nest you can call home. But what happens if your lovebird doesn't like your love nest? August Schell was a hugely successful German newspaper magnate, the founder of Die Woche and proprietor of the Berliner Abendzeitung. But behind every great man is the little woman, and Herr Schell surely loved his. He so wanted to surprise his wife that he had a villa secretly constructed for her in Dahlem. Unfortunately, one day, while out driving, they chanced to pass by it, and she remarked on what an ugly building it was. So just as secretly as he had it put up, he had it secretly demolished. August Schell is dead at 71, and we hope she likes his tomb. And that's the way of the world, April 1921.
100 years from today, 100 years from today.
The 100 Years Ago Show is a production of Markstein Enterprises and O'Kill Media, all rights reserved.